Alcopop's consumptions in Australia rose by 250% from 2000 to 2007. And when this new tax was brought in to, in fact, correct the loophole that was already there, then over the first 9 months, 165 million fewer spirits-based drinks were drunk in Australia. So that means overall, it was obviously a safer environment, for particularly for Australia's young people, at whom Alcopops are directly marketed. And this has been an approach by the industry over the last 10 years to really target young, often underage drinkers, and particularly young women. So I certainly see the moves by government as a very, very positive move, and I'm sure it will save lives. There's been a very wide-ranging level of support from a number of groups all over Australia for continuing the Alcopops tax. This has come from church groups, it's come from law enforcement, from police, from justice, from public health groups, from parents in particular, all of whom have been concerned about the move that we've generated over the last 10 to 20 years in Australia, the drink-to-get-drunk culture, whereas one of the police commissioners has said people are outsourcing their personal responsibility to the police and to the emergency departments. And again, we've been very, I guess, strongly pleased with this huge level of endorsement across Australia. Certainly the continuation of the Alcopops tax sort of fits in line with other issues that need to be taken into account. For example, dealing with the huge levels of street violence in and around the CBD in Melbourne. I mean, a lot of this is related to very large establishments that are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that have virtually no controls in the way that they're serving alcohol and the way they're actually, in a sense, administering their licence. Having an alcohol licence is a huge responsibility. It's not only a licence to print money. And the more seriously that licensees take this, the more seriously that, in a sense, these licences are enforced, then the safer Melbourne streets will be.